we got 1 week down. I hope you thought it was okay. I know it seems like a lot to try to condense what, I mean, even with breaks during the term, you know, taking a 15-week class and collapsing it down into six, that's almost by a third. So it's a lot. It's a lot of reading. It's a lot of material. But you all did very well. I do apologize for the discussion board not working correctly. I think you did well. I think the next week, today, this week, the second week, I think the settings are correct. If not, we'll go back to the drawing board, but not entirely sure what happened in that setting. But the key thing, right, if you really pay attention to what's going on there and the perusal writings and readings, it's about engagement. It's about being in quite a bit. Right, that's the hard part of an online course. There is no real meeting space. I've provided you the resources. It really sort of becomes incumbent upon you to just stay engaged in the material. And this is to be the kind of course that is not self-directed, but self-driven, meaning you get more out of it the more you put into it. I know that's very dad-like to say, but it's also very true in this course. Many people don't want to take this course and they put it off, you know, or they take it sort of begrudgingly, but many students actually enjoy it when they're done. And the only thing that's different between a student who hates it and a student that likes it is the amount of work they put into it. So that's not me blowing smoke. That's me giving you honest assessment of what I've seen in student interaction and workload in this. So as we kind of recap and give you a little projection of the week to come, the Science Mic PowerPoint is, you know, there's a point where we talk a lot about faith, and for a number of people, that's not the language they trade in. Maybe spirituality, maybe something else. And so I'm trying to help find some vocabulary we can all sort of tacitly agree to say, okay, this is important in my life. And you're going to find out that it has to be. One of the reasons I take this course seriously is because, and I don't know if I mentioned it before, one of the things that's really great about college, and it could be any university, is they do a great job of saying, hey, let's get you ready to start your life and get your big goals down. And those big goals could be your first job, graduate school, professional level positions, promotion, house, job, kid, car, cats, no cats, dogs, German Shepherds, probably. You get all this, you have a significant other, you do all of these, and I will tell you, you can have that all done by the time you're 30. And if you're really thinking about what that means, it better mean something, because that position you've been seeking for the last 4 years, you're doing it for the next 35, right? That's if you retire at 65. And you've done all the right things to get to where you want to be at 30. You've got 35 years to go. So we want you to have something deeply connected that is meaningful and purposeful for you and for the people around you. So we're going to talk about those elements of faith. And you're going to see that's why we ask the kinds of questions we ask about vocation and what that means and how integral it is to who and what you are. So I think you all did well. I don't think I need to add a whole lot. As you look at this next coming week, it's a little bit about finding some of that guidance. And many of you I know are graduating and moving on. And that doesn't mean this is worthless. It means you're going to come back and revisit this stuff. You just will. Just in terms of my life and guidance, I went to graduate school for philosophy, left before I finished my PhD. Worked on it in what's called abstentia, went corporate for about a dozen years in the banking industry, and then came back. And actually, I fought going into higher ed a number of times. I was offered different positions two or three times over that 10-year period, and I thought it was stupid. And now look what I'm doing. And this is going on my 13th year, and I'm pretty glad to be doing it. So you still need guidance even after this part is done. This week will feel about the same. You have a discussion, you have the perusal readings, but you also have the paper. So the interview sheet is loaded. It did not copy when I made the course. Not sure why, but it's available for you. So that means your workload's going to be a little harder, not wildly so. You know, reading a PowerPoint and doing an introduction is pretty easy relative to this, but I think you're all doing well. I think you're doing a lot, and that's what happens in a 6-week course. But keep up the good work.